over recent days. Local reporter Maria Garcia says the Hispanic community feels targeted.
They're not only taking away people with no papers. Some people in the process of getting papers, legal process, they're being removed as well. This is crazy.
England's schools are expected to get an extra £4.5 billion a year. That will go towards free school meals and fixing crumbling buildings. The government's revealing its spending review this coming week. Jamie Borthwick's been suspended by the BBC after using a disabled slur on the set of Strictly Come Dancing. The EastEnders actor apologised earlier this year, saying it was unacceptable. The BBC says it doesn't reflect their values. World tennis number one Jannik Sinner says he and Carlos Alcaraz will put on a show in the French Open final. The top two ranked players go head-to-head later. Coco Gauff won the women's title yesterday. And Bruce Springsteen has brought Sir Paul McCartney out for his gig in Liverpool. They performed a rendition of the Beatles' hit Can't Buy Me Love at Anfield.
Weather.
Brighter for most on Sunday. Northern England and Scotland will see the worst of any rain. Highs of 19. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Isaac Johnson.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Well, hello, how are you? Just after 11 on a Sunday, and that means one thing. Your weekend starts here, and it starts with your important broadcast. I'm here, Danny Wallace, D-Dubs, your old pal Danny Freddy Wally, sitting alongside Steve Ferdinando.
Hey, hey, hey.
And, of course, the might of Joe Attiwell.
It's such a pleasure.
I sort of built you up there by saying the might of, and then you sort of, we were quite deferential by sort of bowing your head and saying it's such a pleasure.
I'd have loved to have displayed, as you said, might.
Yeah.
It's just not really, it doesn't come naturally to me.
I think we need to work on that.
On my might.
We need more might.
I can try and give you a couple of hours of might.
Yeah.
I just might not be able to do it.
I like what you did there. Okay. That was mighty.
That's sort of more my style. There's no mic.
Lots of music for you today. Lots of other stuff as well. Let's kick things off. From Northern Wales, a British band. It's Catfish and the Bottle Men. Cocoon.
Radio X.
I fall straight into your arms like a drum.
Radio X.
X.
Danny Wallace.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view.
Emptiness Machine here on Radio X, where I am delighted
you are.
To announce another important broadcast. Open.
Radio X.
Steve Ferdinando, how are you? Tell me everything.
Oh, I'm pretty well.
Yeah?
I'm pretty well.
Pretty well.
We didn't really get into it last week, but I have been going to the gym.
Yes, you have.
I've joined a local gym.
Oh, and how do you find it?
I'm finding it okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to get in shape.
I see. What are you working on most? Your calves?
I am actually working on my calves because I've got a bit of a hip problem.
Oh, dear.
And so I can't go running.
Right.
I sometimes play tennis.
Yes.
I play tennis about twice a year. I can't do that anymore because my hip hurts.
Oh, dear.
So I've joined the gym.
Lovely.
Where I can do all manner of things. But why are gyms so intimidating?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were going to say. You just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I don't find them intimidating at all.
Don't you?
I walk in and I intimidate.
You intimidate,
I test all the machines.
I loudly.
Tap everything. Yeah, I tap everything once or twice. And then I go, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're
and
like...
I walk out.
Going with my friend Mark, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Mark Wright. Didn't we do this before?
Yeah, we've done that one a lot.
Going with my friend Mark Wright.
Yeah.
And he's very into the gym.
Is he?
Yeah, he was a champion table tennis player back in the day.
I don't have table tennis in gyms.
Well, just to give you some context of his athletic prowess.
Yes.
Right. And so it goes to
the
gym.
It's not the most athletic of sports, though, is it, ping pong?
No, it's not. But you definitely need to be in shape.
Right.
And it just sets you up as a sport guy.
Yeah,
okay,
sport guy.
So he's good at sport and runs marathons very quickly.
Very quickly.
And he tries to teach me how
to be better at the gym. And so he's always giving me, like,
hints
and tips, right?
Yeah.
But he can't grasp what a low level I'm beginning with.
Oh.
So he'll be like, okay, you need to make sure you're activating your core here.
Yeah,
okay?
Got to activate your core.
And I have no idea what that means.
No, I don't.
I was like, I don't know how to... So I just kind of like nod and go, yeah, okay, cool. But I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
And then sometimes he'll be like, come on, Steve, core. And then sometimes he'll be like, stuff.
What if he's just really impressed with you?
Core.
He's going, core.
He's activated his core.
Yeah. Activating my core means having a lovely lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. You know when you've had a lovely lunch and you sit back and you rub your belly, that's activating your core.
And I really want us to reach a point where at some point I say to him, should we just go to the pub instead? And I'm thinking this week could be the time to drop that.
So I think you've probably just answered my question. But have you, because I've never discovered this, if I've ever had any, and they've always been very limited, forays into fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never stumbled across that high,
no, bug, nor
that
high,
that
like,
sort of that reason why you do it, that oh, that's why I do it.
It's like the runners, they go, oh, but after a bit,
after the euphoria,
I've never had it.
Yeah, never got near it.
Never had it.
Exercise makes me feel, and this has been every single time I've tried it, angry.
Yeah,
you feel angry.
Yeah, I get really cross.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
I hate it.
There's definitely something good. Like, you definitely sleep better. You definitely like feel better.
That's because you've activated your core.
Activate my core, but. I
sleep better. Well, like a dog who's been taken for a walk.
Basically,
tired.
But I do hate it. Yeah.
And so this insistence on bulking up your calves that you seem to have, this obsession.
He put on, like, you know, like the big heavy weights that come with the big bar, and like people put them on their shoulders and they squat up and
down. I've seen them.
He put them on my knees.
Oh no.
He was like, sit down, put these on your knees, and then lift your calves, because this might help with your hip problem. I was like, I'm now stuck underneath this thing. It's like too heavy to...
He just immobilised you.
Yeah, and I was just like, you're going to have to like...
You were trapped.
Yeah, he's basically like caring for me.
He's your carer.
Yeah, it's like he's taking someone out for a day.
He's your gym carer.
Yeah, and it's like... But you know, I am seeing some results.
Yes, how are the calves?
The calves are pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Where am I seeing...
Are you going to get them out this summer, do you think? Do you think the calves will be out and about?
I'm trying not to.
Do you think I should get the calves out?
Yeah, get the calves out.
Yeah, all right then. All right, but I can't control you guys when you see them, okay?
No, of course.
Yeah.
That's our risk.
But I was thinking the three of us could go to the gym together.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that at all. No,
get into shape, have a show.
Activate Oasis.
Yes.
Let me see your calves.
Here we go. Ready?
You've just activated my core.
Whoa.
Supersonic.
I need to be myself. Sonic.
Oasis, Supersonic here on Radio X. It is your important broadcast. I went to the gym last year. That sounds like a bold... what a boast.
Did you?
I went to the gym last year. No, I went through a little period of it, and then I think I told you, didn't I, that I stopped going after a terrible experience where an old lady was on the running machine next to me, and she wasn't really prepared for running.
Yeah.
It was more of a gentle amble that she wished to do.
Yeah.
And she pressed the wrong button, and she shot off at 40 miles an hour. And I felt somehow... Even though I had nothing to do with it,
yeah,
because I wasn't there to catch her, almost like a baseball catcher, I felt somehow to blame. And it made me think from now on I'm going to have to go with a series of nets, butterfly catchers, things like that, just to try and catch the elderly as they shoot off machines.
I don't see a lot of joy. If I ever look into a gym, there's a gym nearby where I live.
Yeah.
Where it's a big long window, and in the window is a series of machines that simulate going up the stairs.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah, I use them.
They're the worst.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just constantly a row of people with sort of pained, bored expressions on their faces, perpetually climbing the stairs in that way where you've come down and you've realised you left something up and you go, oh,
Joe,
you can back up. That's what they look like.
Can I be as bold as to call it a Sisyphean nightmare?
You may be. You may be that bold.
If there was some point to it, if the stairs lifted slightly and as you pounded away, got you closer and closer to, for example, a Terry's chocolate orange.
Any destination.
Dangling from the ceiling, I think gyms would see a resurgence.
To nowhere.
A great idea would be for those stairs to eventually get you to the exit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so, like, it takes you ages to get up there. And
I mean, you could just use stairs, couldn't you? And just go straight to the exit, save yourself a bit of bother.
When I worked at Waitrose...
Oh, in the yoghurt aisle.
My line manager, a guy called Paul, was a big marathon fan.
Oh, no.
But when the weather was really bad and he couldn't go out marathon training, he said that he would just run up and down the stairs at his house.
Oh!
And we were like... How long would you do that for? And he'd be like, oh, well, however long it is to run. So, like, 15, 20K?
15, 20 quid.
I was like,
no.
Well, like 90
up and down
minutes.
Down the stairs.
Like, you wear them out.
I wouldn't want to live next door to that clown.
Could you imagine living next door to it?
But wonderful calves.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Radio X.
With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their on-trend features.
Radio X.
The next train departing from Platform 1 will take you to City Breaks, dates with mates, family get-togethers, and stacks of culture. Oh, and for those heading off for a weekend away, please remember that the best souvenir is always a fridge magnet you won't use, of a landmark you didn't see. When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Yes, that price includes more technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Stop snacking on cardboard chicken! Instead, get a bite of new tasty Pepperami Chicken Tikka!
Satisfy your animal with new Pepperami Chicken Tikka Bites.
Here they are, the racing lovers of the UK, phone in hand, ready to play the Coral Reward Shaker. Look at them shake! We've got the regulars at the race course shaking their phone with confidence. And look, they've won a free bet! Parents on a day out just happy to be here. They've done it too. An odds booster for them. Lovely stuff. Everyone's a winner. Play Coral's free reward shaker to win guaranteed daily rewards and offers. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus UK. Max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements and T's and C's apply. Take time to think.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But Squeaky...
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Britain's Rail Network. Helping you stay connected to the people, places and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Danny Wallace. Radio X.
Chili Peppers, Give It Away here on Radio X. It is your important broadcast. And we're going to do something we haven't done before. Normally, in order to make sure that the boys here are ready for adulthood, I list a series of things that they should have as grown gentlemen.
Yes.
In a little feature called Got Need. But Steve, you appear to have prepared your own and you're going to test me and Joe.
I wanted to see if you guys, if we're all on the same kind of page here.
Yeah.
And you always bring us items, but I thought maybe I should bring some things that I think symbolise adulthood.
Oh.
And then...
Does it mean you have them or not necessarily?
I have them.
Oh, he has them. Let's play Got Need.
From vitamin pills to Big Pepper Mills, now you're all grown, what do you own?
Well, this will be a fascinating insight into your mind, Steve. Let's go.
All right, item number one.
What?
A book about plants.
A book about plants. Yes, I do.
Yay.
I do. I have all manner of coffee table books.
Yes.
That I'll never open or read.
Yeah.
They look wonderful, though, and very impressive. They paint me as a man of deep culture and learning.
Don't they just, like, books about plants are almost impossible to open and ever read.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of pictures of plants. You're like, do I have that one? I don't know.
Well, I have, mine is all about trees.
Oh, okay.
Trees. I have a book all about the various different types of trees that exist in this world.
You do quite like a book that's a bit like that. Like, didn't you buy a book for Joe once that was about brutalist architecture?
Well, it was for his infant daughter.
Yeah.
You still got that?
She likes The Tiger Who Came to Tea.
Yeah.
Stick Man. I do keep putting the quite thick book about brutalist architecture in front of her. Yeah,
how old is she?
She's
now?
Not leapt on it yet. She's two.
She's not leapt on it yet. Is this her only coffee table book?
Yeah,
She's way ahead.
Ahead
of the pack, isn't
she? Yeah, she's got it. It's there. She just isn't picking it up.
Well, you got to get her a coffee table.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I don't have a book about plants. No. As you said, I got a book about brutalist architecture.
You got books about birds, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, bird books for days, yeah.
An implement that helps you poach eggs better.
I have some strange little red item.
Yeah, you don't know how to use it, though, do you?
I don't know how to use it.
But
I do own it, though.
And Joe?
No, if I'm poaching an egg, it's going freely into a pan of rolling... Rolling boil is important.
Gosh,
a rolling boil of water.
Mm.
Don't be taken in by the idea of vinegar. It just makes your eggs taste like vinegar. Don't do it.
It's a very confident stance you take on poaching.
Well, I mean, you've got to go in with confidence. If you blink, that egg is toast.
Knows, yeah.
Well, Joe, can I follow up? Do you have a spoon with holes in it to perhaps help you fish the egg out?
Sure, I got a slotted spoon.
I got a slotted spoon. I have several.
Okay, nice.
Because I don't know what you think you're getting that egg out with otherwise.
No. You could use, for example, one of those spaghetti spoons.
Yeah, it would work.
That would work really nicely, actually.
A shower gel, but for special occasions. It's like a fancy shower gel.
Yes, some kind of Nordic thing.
Yes, really?
You know when someone gives you something and it's much more expensive than what you normally use and you think, that's not for every day.
Yeah, you're like, I'll use this like before I go to a wedding or something.
Yes, maybe before a christening.
Yes.
Something similar and I wish to smell Nordic.
Joe?
No, it's only day-to-day shower gel, but we do have special occasion bath bubbles.
Lovely.
Which you are not to be ploughing into. If that is a quick bath, you know, and actually we've got two children, so all baths are quick. So as you know, there's never an occasion where I would feel it was all right to use the posh bubbles.
Sometimes I like to purchase bathroom items that look like they're from the 1970s and definitely use smell of man.
Talking about Badidas.
No, not Badidas. No? I'm talking about, there's one called Tabac.
Tabac.
Couldn't it be
more of a stocking filler, that?
Nice.
Nose hair trimmer.
Oh, yeah, we've covered this. I use Philips. Yeah, yeah.
A Philips no hair trimmer.
Yeah, Philips and all. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to mislead the listener, but I'm pretty sure it's a Philips.
Takes a single double A.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and it lasts for donkey's years.
And finally, something with truffle in it. Perhaps an oil.
Yes,
perhaps
truffle oil.
A salt or something.
Hmm. I'm struggling to think of any truffle-based things I've got.
I mean, I'm strongly against it. The pub revolution of the truffle. Truffle chips, yeah. Truffle this, truffle that.
Truffle.
Keep it, mate, because I think it tastes nasty.
Let's have one more for fun, then.
Oh, why not?
A novelty mug.
A novelty mug. Well, I've tried to stray away from novelty items.
Really? You don't have, like, a dad's world's best dad mug? You don't have a I'm with stupid mug?
No, I definitely don't. I definitely don't have one of them. Probably a Radio X mug.
Yeah, I got a couple of those. Okay, well,
does that answer your questions?
Yes. Sorry. I feel. See, when you play it, it's a fun game. But when I play it, it's like I'm being intrusive.
Yeah,
it's
rude.
It feels rude.
Nosy.
Interrogative. There's a certain playfulness I bring to the airwaves.
What are you asking anyway?
Yeah. Let's have some music. Here's Sam Fender. A little bit closer. Closer here on Radio X. It is your important broadcast. And just to throw it back to you, Steve, why don't you tell us about some of the things that you have that you, you know, you've told us that you have a novelty mug in that case. So what is your novelty mug?
I have obviously many Radio X global mugs.
Of course.
I have a mug with Asher the dog on it. And it says,
did the dog make it?
It says,
that's not a famous dog for anyone racking their brains to think, have I heard of that show, the dog?
She's a pretty famous dog because of this show.
Yeah, it's true.
It says, for my best friend on it.
Oh.
And pictures of the dog and love of me.
Nice. Which is ironic, of course, because she hates you.
She hates me and I hate her.
And you hate her.
So, and I do have some specialist shower gel.
Oh.
It's a Hugo Boss number.
Oh.
All right. And I don't ever use it apart from special occasions.
Yeah.
And Michelle removed it from the shower just the other day.
Oh.
Because you were using it too much.
No, yeah. she said, why, you don't ever use that? And I said, that's the whole point.
That's the point.
It's there almost as a symbol of my own discipline.
Yes, yeah, it's a symbol of your own discipline.
Yeah.
For exactly. When you need a treat.
I'm like, no, I know when I can and when I can't use that.
Sweet smelling treat.
It's like a fine
treat.
Whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And you think, no, save it for Christmas.
I'll pop the good champagne at Christmas.
And if it's not too intrusive, how many millilitres is it and how many millilitres into it are you?
It's 150 millilitres.
He doesn't know that off the top of his head.
Actually, I do, because I checked when I was going away for
yes,
the week.
Can I take it on
can
an airplane?
Take it on a plane? Yeah. And I couldn't. And I thought, well, that's actually probably for the best because I'd end up wasting it, he would.
You look quite the fool now, Joe.
No, I'm a real idiot.
Quite
idiot boy.
Quite the fool. Back after this.
Radio X with B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their thoughtful advice and design. Radio X.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Birdseye crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July. Subject to availability. Details apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But Squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
At Boots, we've got your summer sorted, whatever the season has in store. From hay fever relief to take on that hike without letting the pollen stop you, to the latest beauty must-haves so you can glam up for a night out and freshen up the next day. Or sunscreen to protect your skin all summer long, whether you're playing in the garden or relaxing on the beach. With offers on thousands of beauty, health and holiday favourites, that's your summer sorted. Boots, with you for life. Always read the label, see boots.com for details.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go. Bladder leaks.
I know, right? I'm so darn compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
I'm so sick, sick, sick and tired of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. I don't want your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. It's much easier for me sing. To stay at home with Richard and Judy. Well, oh, 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 oh,
The Enemy, Away From Here on Radio X. It is your important broadcast with me, Danny Wallace, him, Joe Attiwell, and of course, Steve Ferdinando.
I had to grass on a friend.
You had to grass on a friend?
No.
Then are you a friend?
That's not a friend.
Mm.
The friend in question is my laptop.
Oh, your only friend.
Okay.
So my laptop, you know, it's been with me for a good few years.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good laptop.
What do you call it?
I called it Laptopington.
What a friend.
No, he doesn't.
Go on then.
And but what it started doing over the last couple of weeks is just randomly turning itself off.
Oh.
Just out of the blue.
Is it depressed?
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
it
suddenly feels like it can't cope.
Yeah.
And it just shuts down.
It could be depressed.
And when that happens, I turn it back on.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, mate, come on.
Come on, you can do this. Come on.
A little pop-up comes up on the screen, and it says, Your computer
is depressed.
It says, your computer shut down unexpectedly. And then it says, would you like to send a report to Apple?
Ah.
And then he says, send a report, or it says, don't send a report. And obviously,
I can't.
I always click don't send.
What
good will come of it?
Yeah, exactly right.
So are they really going to get that error report in and someone's going to go, I tell you what, I need to write a bit of code to make sure that never happens
again?
I
better phone Steve.
I don't know what's going on when I close the laptop, you know? It might be under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I don't want to pry.
No.
But it shut down.
It shut down
in the middle of a call the other day.
Oh, no.
And that's when it's like, right, you're starting to impact my work now.
Oh, no.
Okay,
yeah.
And, you know, you're supposed to work with me.
Yeah.
And so...
when it starts to affect your work.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, that's when you have to take a
real look. Is there a work laptop?
Need to get a
work laptop, yeah.
Just and then can't get a new one, mate.
The thing popped up. And I sent. I sent the report. Yeah.
No.
So the report's up with Apple now.
Well, the computer will know about it.
Yeah, it will, because it sent it.
But I want to be transparent with her.
Yeah, her. Toppington.
Toppington is a her. Yeah. And I want to be transparent because we've got a good relationship
so far.
But they're not putting their weight anymore.
It's starting to impact your work. That's not fair.
And so it's with Apple.
Yeah.
They'll file the report.
So they've got the report.
They've got the report now. Yeah. So I've just have to wait to hear back from them.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, you know. I didn't want it to come to this.
How many reports do you think they get a day? One?
I don't know. Yeah, they can't get that many.
No.
Because everyone else must be like us, right?
They're asking you to be a turncoat.
Do you know what I mean? On the laptop. But
it doesn't, I will say, it does annoy me a bit when it says an unknown error occurred.
Yeah.
I just think, Why don't you know about that?
Why don't you, because
that's happened to me, but I'll have had that unknown error happen before. Perhaps if I sent the report, they'd know.
Well, sometimes you have to take the painful decision with people, you know, and you have to for their own good.
To help them, help themselves.
I'm hoping it will be a little kick up the bum.
Yeah.
And Apple will come back and say, look, these are your problems.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes them to file these reports.
Mm.
I don't know what the findings will say.
Have you considered counselling?
I have considered counselling.
For himself or the laptop?
For the laptop.
For the laptop, yeah, I have considered it.
Yeah.
But we need to get to that next thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to go through the proper channels.
I think that the laptop has to make that decision for itself.
Do you know what I mean?
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're doing the right thing. You're a great laptop owner.
So I'll let you know when I hear back.
Oh, do let us know.
Or don't. Here's Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitter. the important broadcast here at its home in Studio X of the Radio X industry.
It's not, the company's not registered under that. So if you are looking...
Steve, can you register the company, please, under that? Because I've now decided.
Well, no, you can.
Well, you're going to have to.
If you're looking for the company accounts, Radio X Industries will find you, I'd say, nada. Nothing.
Could this work, right? If I set up the company, and then at the exact moment when this contract ends and it is about to refresh again, I quickly, in that split second, nab the company.
No, no.
Can that happen?
No. It's like sport, mate.
You have 12... So Global owns Radio X for 12 months.
Yeah, big time.
The second it ends...
Yeah.
Why, no, it doesn't own it on a 12-monthly basis. It's not a subscription. It's not. It's just part of their company.
Surely you have to, like, renew your ownership of things.
No, it's just a name
MOT
that they own.
Or something.
I don't think it does work like that, Steve.
No.
So I can't just...
Because otherwise people would be jacking company names off of each other all the time.
Radio X is not a person.
It's just a name, mate.
I can't just quickly nab it in between as it changes over.
Joe, this would be a lot quicker if we just say yes.
Yeah, go for it, mate.
Good luck.
That's what I'm going to do then.
Good for you. Your news is next.
Radio X. With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their high-quality materials.
Radio X.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Calling all spinners. Join Sky Vegas, the online casino, where we offer new players 50 free spins to use in your first 7 days and 200 more when you deposit and spend £10 within 30 days, all with no wagering required. You love a good spin? We love a good spin. Sky Vegas. Play. It's why we're here. 18 plus free spins loaded on first eligible game. Game and eligibility restrictions and further T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground, milk frothed, shots pulled, velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture and lots more. Save up to 50% in store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 12, thousands of troops are being sent to LA to deal with protests over immigration rates. There's been unrest in the Paramount area and these locals aren't happy.
It's also beautiful to see everybody come out together and stand against it, and I think we need to continue doing that.
now they know that they cannot go anywhere in this country where our people are and try to kidnap our workers, our people.
A government spending review this coming week is expected to see schools in England get an extra £4.5 billion a year. It's to fix buildings and give out more free school meals. In the last hour, Prince William has been speaking in Monaco about the importance of protecting our oceans. He's done a speech about the harmful effects of things like pollution and overfishing. Thomas Tuchel says his England side had a lack of seriousness and urgency in their 1-0 win over Minnows Andorra.
Step by step, the energy dropped. We needed exactly the opposite, but we couldn't deliver, and so we got away with a win.
Fans booed them off after their World Cup qualifier. And in tennis, it's men's final day at the French Open as Jannik Sinner plays Carlos Alcaraz.
Weather.
Sunday's looking brighter for most, but a few showers in northern England and Scotland, highs of 19. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Isaac Johnson.
This is Radio X.